Welcome to 180view.net. Please spread the word and remember to check back regularly for new material. This episode is number one as it highlights what I feel is the root and most significant step some overlook when addressing a topic. The impetus for this episode was the news media and their propensity to discuss irrelevant points. So what do I mean by irrelevant points? Basically, the point they are covering is not the point they should be covering. I'm not saying switch topics. I'm simply saying the aspect of the topic they are discussing is a waste of time. For example, school funding being a factor in kids' test scores. So how does one avoid screwing up? Well, start by pausing your inclination to search for an answer to the point that's before you. And first ask yourself, is this a true point I should be focused on? Some examples. Discussing single parents as it relates to child poverty. The flaw, use of the term single parent. I mean, setting aside extremely rare situations, there's no such thing as a single parent. Embryos don't spontaneously form. So unless the partner passed away, you don't have a single parent. Not married, you say? Irrelevant. Divorced? Again, irrelevant. A second person exists and is on planet Earth. We aren't discussing marital status. And those of you who see marital status question as a relevant point are engaged in flawed analysis. Now, yes, I know we all know their distraction is often by design. Another example of raising the incorrect point, citing school funding as it relates to kids in inferior grades. School funding is unrelated. Parenting, on the other hand, ding, ding, ding. Everyone has strengths and weaknesses regarding language, math, motor skills, etc. But to blame teachers for someone's inability to read at, say, a seventh grade level is illogical, given the ease of the lift. I mean, besides, if teachers were the major factor regarding a kid's grades, the gap between grades within a given classroom would be minimal. And as we all know, this is 100% not the case. Another attempt to cite a lack of money as an excuse for a negative outcome? Crime. One can only assume this association was a direct result of someone with an agenda, given degenerates in all income brackets make headline news. And to state the obvious, the vast majority of people in any neighborhood aren't criminals. This is a person problem, not a society problem. Translated, parenting. Ding, ding, ding. Mask and COVID. Refresh my memory. Who were those people filling hospital beds? 15-year-old soccer players? 55-year-olds who run 5K daily? My point? Focus on the root issue. Masks don't compensate for lack of physical fitness. And by the way, no, I haven't forgotten about the gene factor for those thinking, gotcha. So moving on to a topic often in the news, money and politics. The issue with politics isn't money, it's voters. A reminder, Kamala had some $2 billion only to have her ass handed to her. Not saying she was a superior candidate, just saying money wasn't the issue. So why do people discuss points that aren't the real issue? Either A, inferior critical thinking, B, a weak spine and therefore unwilling to broach the true issue, or C, financial grifting off the distraction they create. After all, if the problem is solved, the cash would stop flowing. You know, think Big Pharma and the military-industrial complex, along with their accomplices in Washington on that one. So remember, everyone, never assume the question before you is legit. I'll repeat, never assume the question before you is legit. Thanks for visiting 180view.net. Spread the word and remember to check back regularly for new material.